which encapsulates a little bit, like a perspective and an approach on the principles of Ishus, and also combines a little bit of halacha with hashkafa. Again, I started earlier in the hashkafa part, by discussing the principle, at least, that there are the details of halacha, and there are also, when you connect the dots and you see patterns, then there can, and especially when you learn bi'iyun and you are immersed in the topic, you're sometimes in a position to identify like certain motifs, and like a way of life, a hashkafas ha'olam, about bigger themes, in life and humanity. So I'll try to demonstrate that a little bit, from the topic that we are discussing today, which is just lends itself very much, to this kind of broader, at least examination. So so let's begin. I need a Gemara Ksuvas, probably, but you're learning Ksuvas, right? Probably learning Ksuvas. Do we have a Gemara Ksuvas? Oh, great. Thank you. It looks like a well-worn Ksuvas, which means that, the people are using it. Okay. So, the Gemara says here in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, this part of the Perek, discusses Birchas Erusin and Birchas Nisuin. It's the concentrated section in Shas that does this, and therefore it lends itself, to, depending on your point of view, like for some people it's, good Sheva Brachos, Torah. And it is. But more important than that is that, this is the locus classicus, this is the place in which you want to zero in and understand better, like, the institution of Jewish marriage and what differentiates it, unique or singular about it, as reflected by, the way that we go about performing, the structure of it, the wedding itself, the components of marriage, the brachos that we make at at marriage, etc. So in the context of that, the Gemara says here, Tan Rabbanan, Mevorchin Birchos Hasanim, the base Hasanim, Rabbi Yudom Af Bebeis Ha'erusin, Mevorchin also. All these lines are interesting, but we're only going to zero in on one point. And so on. And the Gemara says, Tani idach mevarchin birchas chasanim, bebeis chasanim, birchas eirsin, bebeis eirsin. And then the Gemara says, what is this birchas eirsin? And later on, they'll discuss what is birchas chasanim. So the Gemara says, birchas eirsin, my mevarech, Rabin barav ada, barabba barav ada, travayim mishmeder of Yehuda Omri, they both said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al HaAriyos V'asar Lanu V'asar Musos V'hitir Lanu V'asar Nesuos Al Yidei Chupa V'kiddush. The Musach that we use, we sometimes have the Girsa HaNesuos Lanu Al Yidei Chupa V'kiddush. Okay. Ravacha B'rei D'Rava Nesayim Ba Mishmei D'Rav Yehuda. And then there is a question of how the Chasima Sabracha is supposed to go. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Al Yidei Chupa B'Kiddushin, which is what we typically do, and some just said Mekadesh Yisrael. Man de lo chasam, the Gemara says Midi Dehavei Birchas HaPeres HaBirchas HaMitzvos. Birchas HaMitzvos. Interesting that they equated the two, Birchas Peros and Birchas Mitzvos. You would have thought that those are very different from each other, but okay. And especially the comparison to Birchas HaMitzvah could be relevant in a moment. But man dechasim, the ones who do have the chasim, midi of Mekadesh Amar Yisrael, Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin, right? Midi dehava a kiddusha, which is also very interesting. Kiddush isn't a typical bracha. It's not really a bracha. It's more like a recitation or a davar hamekadesh kishmo kenu. So that's the shat matari of the Gemara. So this is mostly the Birchas Erusin that the Masada Kiddushin pronounces, right? The good memories, I hope, under the chuppah. So, it's a very long bracha, as you can see, as brachos go. And it's also a very multi-themed or complex bracha. It isn't just long, it is, as I say, complex. We have components in this bracha, different components, and the same bracha is rare. That we know from other brachos and from Hilchos brachos, frankly. Because you have to be chosim, me'ena bracha. That's always an interesting question. You can never have a double, chasima. So when you have a very complex bracha that seems to be dealing with multiple themes, like it's always, omer darsheni, like what's going on here. But more than that, the components that are included in this bracha are not just multiple and therefore complex, but some of them appear to be like inappropriate, or if not inappropriate, at least not appropriate, if not inappropriate. So, for example, the beginning, Vitzivanu, al ha'arayos, we're at a wedding, we are celebrating, the soon to be union of husband and wife. So why are we speaking about, why are we negative campaigning, about Vitzivanu, al ha'arayos? And then the next line, the asar lanu esuarusos. So what we're saying, again, it's kind of a down note or a dampering or a dampening, note. The arusa is prohibited to the, to the arus initially until the chuppah. Back in the day, they would, there are even now two different, stages of marriage. There's Erusin or Kiddushin, and there is, Nisuin or Chuppah. There might be more than one aspect of Chuppah. That's, part of the Limud. But in the end of the day, at least Midrabanan, we'll discuss in a minute, possibly Doraisa or something in between. There's an Iser Arus La'arusa. But the rabbi is intoning under the chuppah, the chassan and kala are just standing in front of him, hopefully not shaking like a leaf, but happy and joyous and expectant to in a happy and joyous way. Sometimes shaking like a leaf is not stira to the expectation either. But the point is that it's a happy moment, and we're talking about Bitzivanu al arayos. And the asar lanu is harusa. It's like don't jump the gun. Again, for our weddings, it isn't so terrible because we integrate the two phases, in such a way that like if you didn't know any better, you would know that there were two phases. First off, standing under the chuppah is the nisuin. You're standing under the chuppah when you make the birkas hamazon. If the badekin is the chuppah, so you actually already did the chuppah, just it doesn't kick in until after you do the Erusin. We'll talk about that idea in a minute. And even if it's like, the Yichud, so, it'll be, I always counsel the Chassan and Kala not to, dawdle, or delay too much, after the Birchas Nisuin, because, if according to the Rambam, the, Chuppah is really the Knisa L'Rishuso, what we call the Yichud room, and you've just made the Birchas Nisuin, so you should integrate that. But again, it's 5 minutes, a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing, jostling, but so to us it isn't so jarring. But let's say you were waiting a year, back in the old days, like you learned the sugya in the beginning of Ksuvas. So Sivanu al arayos v'asalanu v'sarusos, it's like loig l'rash almost, and then of course you have the ordering of chuppah, the presence of chuppah in this Birchas Erusin, even though typically the chuppah is coming later, and it gets its own, not only bracha, but brachos, Birchas Chasanim, or Birchas HaChuppah. So why do we even mention the Birchas HaChuppah, in this context? That's a question. But not only do we mention it, we mention it prior. I mean, they're all questions that Rishonim ask. I'll read the Rush in just a minute. But all Rishonim are troubled by these questions in this Nusach HaBracha. In both cases, in the content of the Bracha and the Chasimas HaBracha, the Chuppah appears Kodem L'Kiddushin. And then, even the Chasimas HaBracha, this is less well known, but obviously the Gemara was already troubled by it. By Midah HaBed Berchas HaPeiros HaBerchas HaMitzvah, or is it like Kiddush? The Kiddush thing in particular is so interesting. But, just to succinctly, crystallize it, so the Rishonim quote the name of Reb Haigon, that Reb Haigon asks this question, Heichan Matzinu, that you have a bracha you know, that is, you know, Mekadesh Yisrael. Again, every mitzvah that we do, Birkas HaMitzvah, it's Asher Kedishanu, you know, B'mitzvah Sav, Mitzivanu. But pronouncing Mekadesh Yisrael on a specific mitzvah, as opposed to generically saying Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav, Mitzivanu, is a madrega, and especially if you have the Girsa Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Yidei Chupa V'Kiddushin, so again, being very specific, it's rare, we have other ones, you know, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, we have, you know, Mekadesh Yisrael Barabim, other things, but it's very unusual to have a mitzvah, you know, whose emphasis, and especially Chasima Sabracha, is about Kedushas Yisrael, and the question is why is this one, you know, get that treatment? So, all these questions I mentioned, in one way or another, were raised by the Rishonim. The Rosh, famously in particular, you know, was troubled by these things. And the Rosh, you know, came to, you know, understand that at least you need to weigh whether or not this is really a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. Like in the world of Brachos, right, we're familiar with different types of Birchas HaNenin, there's Birchas HaPeros, part of Birchas HaNenin, right? There is Birchas HaMitzvah, like Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, you know, and so on, you know, Tefillin, Tzitzis. And then there's Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. The whole end of Brachos is about Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. You see a great man, you encounter, you know, lightning and thunder, you know, and so on and so forth. You experience certain things. That's called Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. So the Rosh was probably sensitive to this to begin with, and L'shitaso. First, the Rosh notes a famous argument in the Gaonim. I'm going to go a little quicker because we don't have so much time. He quotes the position of Rabbi Chai Gaon, the author of the Shultos, that Birchas Erisin are Basara. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel Anagid, Nechalakala, Vamar Shein Tzar Chasara, Ela Birchas Kasan in Bilbad, Shlohusguru Yud Elabav, the Oda Rekedushin Bifne Shnaim, Natomatrich Asara. And then he says, Vili Nira Diver Rabbi Chai Gaon. So there's a debate whether or not Birchas Erisin requires a minyan. The Gemara says clearly that Birchas Chasanim requires a minyan, although the reason for it is unclear. There's a line in the Shittim Gubetzes that suggests that it's a kind of a Davar Shebekdusha. That's very interesting. What makes Birchas Chasanim a Davar Shebekdusha? Is that related to the fact that we say Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, you know, in the Birchas Erisin, or is it something else? Okay, not for now. The Gemara in Megillah, you know, discussing the Mishnah there, that talks about things that require a minyan, has different categories. Sometimes it's, you know, Davar Shebekdusha requires a minyan. Other times it's, you know, what we call Lav Orech Ara, meaning it's not seemly to do things, certain things, with a very small crowd. So you can say, like, seven massive brachos, these rhapsodizing brachos, you know, where you make a party for the Chosin and Kala, you know, and the only people who show up are, like, you know, three people, and, like, you know, there are more brachos than people, you know. So some people think that, you know, Lav Orech Ara means, like, you need, like, a critical mass. And certain things you're not going to do, you know, without an audience. If you do them without an audience, you know, kind of, you know, backfires, you know, in a way. Okay. Birchas Chasanim require a minyan. Does Birchas Erisin require a minyan? So some of the Gaonim say, listen, certainly the Kedusha doesn't require a minyan. There were Takanas HaGaonim, or Rishonim, or Akronim, at different points in history, that maybe you require a minyan for a Kedusha. And that had to do with other things, mostly. Like, you know, there was a period of time where, like, you know, unscrupulous people would, you know, identify, you know, a wealthy heiress or somebody like that, or it could be other, you know, features that made somebody an attractive, you know, seemingly an attractive marriage candidate, you know, and then they'd, you know, whisk them off, you know, I guess, what do they call elopement, right? That's what, so to avoid that, you know, there were times in Jewish history where this, like, a takana was made, and sometimes this takana was, you know, ma'akev, you know, kind of an afgin rabban l'kiddusha mine, kind of a takana in some cases. But min Torah, at least, a kiddusha can be done with nei shnayim edim, doesn't require a minyan. So why would you require a minyan for the bracha? Nonetheless, the Rosh concludes, and he explains, after all, he says, if it's a makelos is the pasuk. So Emerson is also al iske makor. Okay, it is related to iske makor, but not in the same way that Kasson is. The Ef Sharlisa below Birchas Erison Dai B'Shnayim the Kedushin of Bracha Lasar. No stira to say that the Kedushin can be with two, but you still need 10 for the Bracha. Or maybe there would be other reasons as well. So the Rosh already, now when you think about it, like why would Birchas Erison require a minyan? I mean, when you make a Bracha on Lulav and Shofar and Sukkah and Tefillin, you certainly don't need a minyan. So the idea that you might need a minyan in something which is more Birchas Shevach v'Hodah, you know, is already like a first signal that the Rosh is inclined to teach this bracha differently. But more importantly, it goes on to say that some people, Yesh Kosvu Shetzor Klasos Achara Erusin, when do you make Birchas Erusin? So the Rosh says some people had the, you know, practice to make it afterwards, including Tosim Psachim and Zayin Amud Beis. There's a whole group of Rishonim who say you should make Birchas Erusin after. I was once at a wedding where the Masada Kedushin made the bracha, you know, after the wedding. Not because he paskin like the Rosh, but just because he, you know, he just made a mistake. But we paskin that you say Birchas Erusin kodem. But there were a lot of Rishonim who said afterwards. So first the Rosh says Dilma Hajaba, which is the reasoning given in Tosis and Psachim. We're worried that he'll pop the question and she'll say, you know, that was really, you know, very nice, but thank you, but no thank you. And then you'll end up with a bracha levatala. The ode, and this is the key part, Shebechol mitzvah sufisho maskir nasiyas ha-mitzvos, mevarach alei mover lasiyas. So now, kan, ein mevarach al asher kedushanu lekadish ha-isha, kibin shein maskir nasiyas ha-mitzvos, ein tzarech levarach over lasiyas. Ah. The Rosh says, and in his opinion, the reason that we make the bracha afterwards, because it's a birchas shevach, the Hodah, because if this was really a Birchas HaMitzvah, then the Nusach HaBracha would be Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzosa B'Tzivanu L'Kadesh HaIsha. And since we don't even mention L'Kadesh HaIsha, obviously it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, and consequently you would make the Bracha after. Typically a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah is something you make when you experience something. You experience the lightning, you experience the thunder, you're in the presence of this great person. It's a reactive response in bracha, and that's why. And then it goes into detail. What is the birchas erusin? He quotes it, and he says, "Yesh matzin on nusach bracha zeh lamein mevarchin asher kedushanim tzosu v'tzivanu lekadesh ha'isha." Od heichan matzinu bracha kazos shemevarchin al masha asar akum barchu. Hello, enu mevarchin asar lanu eira benachai vihitzer lanu esashachut. Va'od ma'in lahaskira arayus kan. Va'od ma'lan lahaskir chupa bekan. The nearly ki bracha zu ain a bracha lasiyas a mitzvah ki pirya barivya a hainu kiyum a mitzvah. The Rosh says not only is birchas erusin not a birchas a mitzvah, but that the reason of this is because kiddushin itself is not an intrinsic mitzvah. It's a hechsher pirya barivya. The only real mitzvah is pirya barivya, and the Rosh says im lakach pilegesh kiyum pirya barivya ain a mechuyu lekadish isha v'chein anoses kena islandis o akara. Etc. The chain sriskama shenasa mevarchin birchas chasanim be'ein chiyu b'mitzvah zu she'ein b'kiyum pitzus peri b'rivya hilkach lo nitkena bracha b'mitzvah zu. Okay, the af benosa isha v'shein peri, even in a normal case where you're combining peri b'rivya and marriage, kiven she efshir l'kayim mitzvah peri b'rivya lo kiddushin, right, then that dictates that even when you do them in conjunction, that we're not dealing with a birchas mitzvah. What is it then? Bracha zu nitken al atzei shabak la kodesh baruch hu asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa b'yilonu min ha'amim v'tzivanu l'kadish isha hamuteris lanu v'lo achas min ho'aronis. That's the Rosh Hashika. That already is very fascinating. This is a bracha that underscores kiddushas Yisrael and its uniqueness, the fact that we have standards and that we, you know, negate marrying Arias. We'll get back to this. His take on Osar Lanu Asarusos is not what I would have expected. More technical. The Hiskerbo Isar Arusos Vehetar Nesuos. The Chupa Shelo Yita Adam Lomar Shabracha Shal Kiddushin Nitkan Alahatir Lolakach Hiskira Chupa Lomar Davka Birchas Chupa. Lest you think that once you do Arison Zehetar Isha Levala, therefore it says, no, 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 you have to That's why Chuppah's mentioned early, to emphasize it, etc. I think if we're already going with Divrei Shevach v'Hodah, and the Lanu Minagoyim, and these are like the features that distinguish, you know, Kedushas Ishus of Yisrael, I think we could explain the Asar Lanu Asarusos V'Hitur Lanu Asamusuos, and all of that along these lines, and I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But ironically, I'm going to suggest it Dafka for the Rambam. Why ironically? For the following reason. And again, I'm not going to go through all the different shittos. The Rush's idea that Kiryu of Arivia is the main focal point of marriage, and that Kiddushin is only a Heksher, is something that the Rambam certainly seems to disagree with, in the sense that the Rambam counts independently in Minyan Mitzvos, the Mitzvah Kiryu of Arivia and Ishus, both in Minyan Mitzvos, Reisha Beis, Reisha Gimel, in the Essen, as well in the Hakdama, the Kotera Tehukos Ishus, Yesh Bechol and Dalad Mitzvah, Shnei Mitzvah Saseh, Shnei Mitzvah Saseh, Lisa Isha B'Ksuva B'Kiddushin, we'll talk about the language in a minute, Shalot Tival Isha B'Loksuva B'Kiddushin, Shalei Mana Sher Ksus Viona, and Lifros Milirvos Mimena. So the Rambam counts period of Arivia and Isha separately. Obviously, he doesn't hold like the Rambam. I do think that the Rambam, not going to go into this now either, holds that there is a relationship between Ishus and Piri of Arabia, meaning Kiddushin and Piri of Arabia. Hence the language Lifros Velirvos Ba. And then Tzid makes this point in a very, I think, compelling way, although in his own way also. In his commentary on the Shiltos, he argues that if you look carefully in the Rambam, in Perek Tezvav of Hilchos Ishus, you'll see that the Rambam overlaps, like some of the dinim you would think would apply only to, you know, the mitzvah of Ishus applied to period of Arivia and vice versa. So obviously the Rambam thinks is a, you know, that putting together period of Arivia and Kiddushin is very important, even though they're separate mitzvahs also. I think we could say a lot more about that, but that is going to have to wait for another time. Oh. So basically, just to sum up so far, the Rosh Hashita that you need 10, the Rosh Hashita that you make the bracha afterwards, the Rosh's argument that there is no mitzvah of Kiddushin, it's a hechsher for period of Arivia, and his view explicitly that this is a birchas shevach v'hodah, that is like one critical, well-known view of the sugya. However, clearly the Rambam disagrees. Not only disagree about the relationship between period of Arivia and marriage, but clearly the Rambam thinks that birchas erusin is a birchas ha-mitzvah, and that kiddushin is a mitzvah. In the Kotera I already mentioned, and in Sefer Mitzvos, I'm not going to attempt to read it, but you'll look at it. It's clear that the Rambam counts Kiddushin as a mitzvah. It's also clear in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that his reference is to Kiddushin. He says, Kodem Matan Torah, Anam Pogev Isha Bishop, Imrat Zahu, Vihi Lisosa Maknisa Lebeso Bala, Beino Levein Atzmo, Betiel Isha. Kivin Shanit No Torah, Nitztava Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha Yikne Osa Tchila Bifnei Edim. We'll go back on the language in a minute. Achakach Tchila Isha Shenemar Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uva Eleha. So the Rambam describes history for some reason. We'll get back to that. Like what used to be prior to Matan Torah. And then he says that prior to Matan Torah they had only the equivalent of Nisuin. But now, after Kivin Shenitna Torah, there are two Chidushim. One is Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha Yikne Tchila and Bifneid Ede Kiyum and Kiddushin prior two phases, not one phase, and Erison Kodem the Kiddushin, that is the mitzvah. And if you needed more evidence, in Al Chabes he says Vili Kuchen El Mitzvah Seishal Torahim Ube'echad V'Gimel Dvarim Ha'isha Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Biyah. So the Torah, you know, the source for Kiddushin Kesef is Ki Yikach Ish Isha, right? And that's, you know, in the Parshan Kiteitze of Kiddushin. And therefore the Rambam says, the Likuchin, which is the Erison part, and which he immediately defines as Kesef Shtar Mia, Likuchin Elu, Mitzvahs Asei. So the Rambam understands that, number one, there is a mitzvah independent of the period of Arabia. Number two, that mitzvah, we'll get back to this in a second, is Kiddushin. Moreover, before I get to the moreover, let me just talk about an alternative. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the position of Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, the Rambam's son, claims that the Rambam's view was initially misunderstood, and that really the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is not Kiddushin alone, but That's the tchilas ha-mitzvah. The full mitzvah is kiddushin v'nisu. Where does he get that from? Two things. Number one, the language of the koteret, which says lisa, which is a language of nisuin, lisa isha b'ksuva v'kiddushin. Leave the ksuva part out of it for now, although that's an interesting topic too. But lisa isha b'ksuva v'kiddushin. So since the lisa comes first, and the lisa is there, Rambam says father meant that, you know, kiddushin is the beginning of the mitzvah, which culminates in the same, and is the dominant part of the mitzvah, is the nisu. And this also based on his understanding of the Gemara in Moed Katan. Let me just talk about that for a minute. So the Gemara in Moed Katan, and Daf Yud Ches, do I have this one? Yeah. Amud Beis, said the following. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to marry nisuin part, the Moed, on Chol Moed. The Gemara explains that it has to do with a kind of idea of Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. They have a separate pasuk for it. So then the Gemara says, but Eirusin would be permissible on the Moed, right? It's 20 different times. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmua, Mutal Aris Yisho B'Chol Yisho Moed. You can, it's permissible to be Ma'ares, to do the Kinyan, the Kiddushin, not the Nesuin on the Moed. And the reason is, Shema Yekadmenu Acher. Interesting. You know, lest she be snapped up, you know, catch of the century, you know, and you know, we're worried if she doesn't move quickly, you know, if it isn't, aggressive enough, then somebody else will marry this woman. So Shemi Kadmenu Acher seems like a justification, but you know, even with the justification, it has to be a basis for permissibility. And that's the Eirusin. So the Gemara goes back and forth to try to bring rayas that this is true, because the Mishnah says there's no nisuin, it doesn't tell you about Eirusin. So the Gemara is trying to prove it. So one of the proofs that the Gemara gives is from the Mishnah itself. Leimim v'sayele, ein nosin nashim b'moed. The Mishnah says you can't have nisuin b'moed. Right, so the implication is, lo psulos, lo monos, lo miyavim, shesim trahilo, hola ares, shari. So that, you know, only nisuin know, but not Eirusin. Says the Gemara, Lomi Boy Kamar, that's not a good raya. Maybe what the Gemara is saying is, you can't even have Nisuin B'moed. Kolshkein, you can't have Erisin. What's a Kolshkein? Why is it more obvious that you can't have Erisin than Nisuin? So the Gemara says, Lomi Boy La'ares, the Lo Kavid Mitzvah, Elafilu Lisanami, the Kavid Mitzvah, Asur. So this Gemara seems to say, at least with regard to Nisuin, right, there's counter pressure. There's a reason to do it b'moed. Why? It's a mitzvah. It's not enough of a mitzvah that it overrides this kind of this problem of, you know, this equivalent to Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. But at least, like, you know, it's a candidate. It's in the game. But Erisin, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Nisuin. So, you know, there's no reason to think that you can do that on the Moed. That's the Gemara. So says Rabbi Ramana Rambam, that's an explicit Gemara in Moed Katan that says that the real mitzvah of Ishus is Nisuin, not Erusin. So he says, what did my father do with that? The answer is, that's what he meant when he said, Lisa Isha, the mitzvah is to marry the woman. The derech of doing it. How do you do that? Kodem, that's the Chiddush of Matan Torah. Erusin, Kodem the Nisuin. So what's the mitzvah? The answer is the mitzvah is Nisuin. And a little bit, you know, the Eirusin is tchilas. How do you read the Gemara in Moed Katan? Not that it's not a mitzvah at all, but it's not the real mitzvah. You know, the preeminent part of the mitzvah is nisuin. Eirusin is tchilas nisuin, right? And therefore, it's, you know, the junior part of the mitzvah. Oh. The Gemara says, the Rambam says, v'li kuchin elu, says the Rambam, he just meant that that's the tchila. Oh. However, I don't think this is credible. Number one, I don't think that's what the likuchin elu mean. Number two, it comes off the Rambam telling you that the Chiddush of Matan Torah is Erusin v'Edekiyum. Number three, Mandekar Shemei, the Rambam says nothing about Nisuin here where he speaks about the mitzvah, and where he speaks about Nisuin, he says nothing about mitzvah. The Rambam transitions, you know this because you're learning Tzuvos, you know, to the dinim of Nisuin in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishos, the first nine prokin in Ishos are devoted to Erusin. Number 10 is a transition to Nisuin. You won't find anything there about Edekiyum. That's an issue in its own right. And you certainly won't find anything there about a mitzvah. Moreover, when we look at the Birchas HaMitzvah, when we look at the Bracha, it's clear that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah, that the bracha rather, is a birchas hamitzvah. If you look at Paragimel, he'll call us Isha Salacha Chav Gimel. Kol Makadish Isha Beinai De'atzma Beinai De'Shliach. I'll get back to that in a minute. Tzarech Levarich Kodem Akidushin Oshlucho. Again, Yachakach Makadish Kederech Shevavarchim Kodem Kol Hamitzvahs. Im Kiddush Lo Birech Lo Yivarech Achar Kidushin Shazu Bracha Levatala Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa. So number one, the Rambam is very explicit, and it's interesting that he felt that he had to be explicit. You know, again, probably like the Rush, he was weighing the language of the text, which I want to get back to in a minute. And what he was thinking was like, you know, wow, this isn't the typical Birchas HaMitzvah. Nonetheless, he wants you to know that he thinks that it is. Kederech shemavarchim kodim kol HaMitzvos, meaning kol HaMitzvos mevarchim aleim obelasi asam, a gemarim psachim. That applies here as well. Not only that, but in Kidesh v'lo birech lo yivarech achar kedushin, shuzu bracha levatala, masha nasa kvar nasa. Meaning, let's say you have, you know, you make a bracha on lulav, or on, I'm not going to say sukkah, because that's, we'll see in a moment, but let's say on, tkiah shofar, right? And you didn't make the bracha over lasi yasa. So the Rambam's view in Perikid Aleph, hilchos brachos, halacha dalet, and hey, the Rambam says, if you miss the bracha on a birchas hamitzvah, then masha nasa nasa. The Or Zeruah in hilchos kriyah shema disagrees. He says, no, the chatchila, you're supposed to make a bracha on lasi yasa. But the Yeved, you know, you can make it afterwards as well. The Rambam disagrees. However, the Rambam also thinks that there's an exception. Rambam says, if you have a mitzvah, mimushaches, like a sukkah, this is why I mentioned sukkah, or tzitzis and tefillin, because you're wearing the tzitzis, you're wearing the tefillin, you're still sitting in the sukkah. So the Rambam says, then even though you're supposed to do the bracha over lasi yasan, but nonetheless, since you're still involved in the mitzvah, there's a big discussion in the poskim about Ner Chanukah. Like, let's say you didn't make a bracha, you lit Nerish Beso, but you're still lighting the Mahadrins. Is it still over lasi yasan or not? And what about for the Rambam? Would it be over lasi yasan? All right, not for now, but something to think about. That's the Rambam Shita. So, if Rabbi Avraham and Rambam was right, so number one, he disagrees with the Rosh. It's clear it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. That the Rambam says, who makes the bracha, by the way? The Chassid makes the bracha. Our minhag is, even though we hold like the Rambam, that the Sarakirusha makes the bracha. Not all Chassanim knew how to make the bracha, whatever. It's already an adjustment. But according to the Rambam, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Osa Mitzvah should make the bracha. According to the Rush, it's easier to say that anybody can make the bracha. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Hodah, the phenomenon, an institution, none of this individual. Oh, getting that. So let me get to this. Okay. So, if Rabbi Avraham Rambam was right, that the mitzvah is really Nesu'in, and it's Erusim B'Torah's Tchilas Nesu'in, so you did the Erusim, you forgot to make a bracha, why is it Mash Kar Nasa Nasa? Why isn't it more like Sukkah, or Tfilin, or Tzitzis? And even though there's a difference between an integrated extended mitzvah, I mean something that begins but continues, as opposed to something with two phases, at least the Rambam would have to tell you that, right? And frankly, I'm not sure whether two phases isn't the better reason not to say Masha Nasa Nasa. So the fact that the Rambam doesn't even think it's an issue, to me, and the language of the Rambam, all of this points in the direction that basically the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is exclusively Erusin and not Nesu. So the question is why, and also what do you do with the Gemara in Moed Kot? Oh. So in order to explain this, let me just say very quickly the following. I think the issue here comes down to how you understand the Chiddush HaTorah of Erusin, Kodem, and Nesu'in, and what the relationship is between these two phases in Kiddushin, number one. So two things about the Rambam, before we can get to that. The smack, Sefer Mitzvot Kotel, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikravil, so when he formulates the mitzvah of getting married, of marriage, he says, the mitzvah is to find a wife. The mitzvah is to go get married. However, if you look carefully at the Rambam, right, the Rambam doesn't say that there's a mitzvah to get married.
The Rambam says, "In Yirtza Ish LeKadosh Sa'isha," if a person wants to get married, the mitzvah is to do Erusin Kodem L'Nisuin. This is even clearer in Sefer Achim. Meaning, the mitzvah isn't to get married. Maybe there's a mitzvah of period of Rivya that forces you also to get married. The mitzvah is the method of getting married, Erusin Kodem L'Nisuin. What does that mean? We find this in other Rambams as well. Shechita, maybe Tshuva, Gittin. There's no obligation for mitzvah to get divorced, all things being equal. But if you get divorced, right, that brings back memories, right? Getting divorced through a ksav, as opposed to saying, you know, it's over, you know, it's been pleasant or not. But, you know, having a real get, a matir, the derech is a mitzvah. That's a view the Rambam generally has. What does it mean? Oh. So, number one, the Rambam sheet is not to get married, but the method. Number two, what does the Rambam understand to be the contribution of Erusin? So, some Rishonim of the opinion that Erusin is tchilas hanisuin, but it's broken up into two phases. So, for example, this is highlighted by an interesting discussion. I mean, the Rambam, when he talks about the bracha, he says, Ohu, O shlucho. He says it twice. Right? If you're being makadish through a shliach, the shliach makes the bracha. So, this is an excellent example of the Rambam's classicism. I mean, the Rambam wrote Sefer, and you can read it, and you can understand it. But if you know the background, then you also understand that sometimes an extra word or an extra emphasis is his way of taking a position, you know, on an issue which was contemporary or which might be significant. So there was a huge debate, a huge discussion among Chachmei Provence, the Ravid, the Sefer Manig, others, and that is, if a shliach is mekadesh an isha, does the shliach make the bracha, or closer to the nisuin, the husband would make the bracha? I'm not going to read it because it's too late, but I think in the Mar Makomas, but the Jewish Arivash and the Ravid of Tmindayim, what's called Knushin Shni. Like, what will be the point? Or if there was too much of a gap, you know, between the Nesuin and the Kedushin, it was the suggestion of some of the Gaonim or Chachmei Provence that you should have a second Kedushin right before the Nesuin and hold the Bracha out till then. There was even a view that said you make Bracha twice. Once in the first Kedushin, that was made by the Shliach, and the other in the second Kedushin. Very Tamuah. Like, we don't know of this. So when the Rambam says, oh, Birchas, Erusin's Birchas HaMitzvah, it should be done, and it doesn't matter if it's you or the Shliach. Like, if you don't know this, you say, oh, okay, you can read it, there's nothing difficult about it. But if you know what was going on, it's his way of saying, I'm taking a stand on this issue, it doesn't matter whether it's him or the Shliach. Well, why would it matter? Presumably, because when you got married to Bederach Shliach, it's not the most personal, you know, way, you know, getting married. Like, even in COVID, people weren't getting married, you know, shlichas. So, in the end of the day, what are they saying? The bracha is part of the tchilas hanisuin part of Erusin. She's an eshet tzish gemura of the Erusin. But if you want to, you know, talk about, you know, the trajectory, the progression of the intimate relationship of husband and wife, that part of the Erusin, which is tchilas nisuin, you know, is not highlighted if it's ayidei shliach, or if there's too far a time distance between, and that justifies a second bracha. I mean, the bracha is related to tchilas nisuin. And many Rishonim believe this in general, that even why in Birchas Erusin is a reference to nisuin, because it's part of the mitzvah, like Rav Avraham and Rambam was saying for the Rambam, but some of the Chachmei Sfarad, when they explain why, and why is nisuin kodem Erusin in the bracha, because that's the ikar. The Erusin is tchilas hanisuin. However, there's another group of Rishon. The Shiti Shana in Shitum Gubetes says, when we say v'asar lanu asarusos, it's not only drabana. It's derais. She's an eshes ish. Well, she's an eshes ish. She's his eshes ish. But she's a, meaning, deraisa, when he's ma'areser, he creates greater distance than a pnuya, before the Nisuin, which then is a complete matir. That's how they understand. And I think the Rambam holds that way, not in that extreme, but if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Sota, and the Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam calls it Divrei Sofer, but very seriously, the Isur of Oris al Arusa, it looks like it's worse than a Pnuya. You've taken a step back. Why would you take a step back? So there is another perspective, and I believe this is the Rambam's perspective, and that is the Chiddush HaTorah of Eirusin Kodim L'Nisuin is not just to break up the progression of, you know, the Ishus to get to Chuppah in two stages. It's to first take a step back before you then take the giant step forward. To first formalize and legalize and even create greater distance in doing so for the long-term securing and protecting, you know, of this long-distance relationship. In other words, in order for Kiddusha not simply to be a heter isha labala, you know, and a bilateral, you know, relationship which allows that kind of intimacy, but for it to be a bond that is, you know, rooted in kinyanim and in an enduring, commitment one to the other, there needs to be first like a division, a complete division, you know, in the Ishas. The Eirusin Kodem the Nisuin. It's an Oser, and then the Nisuin is the Matir, it's not Tchilas HaMatir. Oh. So if that's the case, I believe that's how the Rambam read the Gemara in Morikata. Not the test. And that's what the Rambam means in the Koteret. But the Rambam's telling you, the goal of Ishas, of course, is Nisuin. It's that there should be a close relationship of husband and wife, an intimate living together bond and relationship. But the best methodology to accomplish that is Kinyan, the Oser, first, and only then the Nisuin. That's what the words mean in the Koteret. Lisa Isha, that's the goal, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when you're going to Lisa Isha to do it, Bikidusha. And that's what the Rambam means in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And Yirtza Ish, Lisa Ish, the methodology of Eirusin, Kodim, L'Nisuin, is what underscores what's unique about Jewish... That's the mitzvah. Kodim Matan Torah, everybody, all was about just Heter Isha Lamal. The Chiddush of Matan Torah, L'Kuchin Eilu Mitzvah Saseh, is that first you take a step back, because that is an investment in a Kedusha injection in the Heter Isha Labala going forward. So I'm suggesting this, speculating. How did the Rambam read the Gemara in Mori Katan? Oh. The Gemara in Mori Katan was weighing this question itself. The Gemara in Mori Katan was thinking, is Eirusin B'moed, is Eirusin Tchilas Nisuin, or is it Eirusin the Oser? So the Gemara says like this. You can be Ma'aris B'moed, right? Because it's not a Matir, it's an Oser. Not a problem of a Marvin Simpson. Huh? The Haraya, the Mishnah says that you can't be Nosei the Moed, but the implication is you could be Ma'aret. Says the Gemara, that doesn't prove anything. Because that's exactly what we're trying to figure out. The fact that we're considering that maybe there would be a prohibition of Eris and the Moed is because we think there's already Simcha and Tchilas Hamatir. But if that's true, then it's the junior step, not the senior step. The real action is the Nisuin. So you might think like this. You can't even be Noseh B'moed, even though that's the full mitzvah. Eirusin is only going to be the Tchilas HaMitzvah, right? In its own right, it's not Ka'avad Mitzvah. It's only the anticipation of the Nisuin. So if anything, at least you have the mitzvah accomplishment bigger in Nisuin than in Eirusin, a counterpressure. But then when the Gemara concluded, okay, you can't prove it from there. But it's true that you could be Ma'aris B'moed. So then the Rambam understood what the Gemara is saying is, you know what? Eirusin isn't Tchilas HaMatir. Eirusin is the mitzvah of the Torah being an Oser. The Gemara turns around 100%. Oh, the Haraya. The Gemara originally said you can be Ma'aris B'moed Shemi Kadmenu Acher. And the Yerushalmi speaks about Tisha B'Av, can you get married on Tisha B'Av? Eirusin Shemi Kadmenu Acher. When the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Yom Tov, I'm not going to read it inside, but I give the Maror Makomos, Hilchos Avel, Hilchos Yom Tov, Hilchos Ishus, two things. Number one, the Rambam paskins, like you can get married on Tisha B'Av, Eirusin. I'm not suggesting you could, but the Rambam's time. Eirusin, the Tisha B'Av. Eirusin during the Avelos, the Yom HaMisa, not Nisuin. But in all cases, in addition to that, it's the days of Tsar. In addition to that, the Rambam dropped Shemi Kadmenu Acher. So if this is the case, this is how the Rambam is to be understood. That's what That's what the derech of Kiddushin provides. So now, let's think about the Birchas Eirusin and we'll conclude. What do we start with? A very peculiar bracha. Right? Ad kedei kach, that the Rosh said it's just a Birchas Shevach Tohodah. Can't be. It's not in the form of a... It's negative campaigning, Bitzivanu Arayos, Rasavanu Sarusos. Like, where's the Simcha and all that? Right? Where's the mitzvah? So what does the Rambam do with it? He has the same Yosuka Bracha, but he clearly holds it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The answer is, the Rambam will tell you, and the Meiri, by the way, in Zayin with Days, almost says this very clearly, the Rambam will tell you, this Bracha is describing why Eirusin, Kodim L'Nisuin, is a mitzvah. And it's telling you, you know why this is a mitzvah? Dafka, because it's an Oser, and because the Oser is the Derech Haruka Shehi Kitzara of creating the Simcha and the Matir. That's what the Bracha says. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Alo Arayos, meaning, not negative campaigning, what we're saying is, you can't just marry whoever you want. Because marriage isn't just about Heter Yishol Bala. It's about creating a family. It's about a long-term relationship. It has to have standards. Vitzivanu al Arayos seems negative, but really it reflects a Kedusha approach to marriage. Not a concession, you know, to your humanity. Not Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. It's the uplifting or ennobling of the Yishus. So the fact that you can't marry in an Erva is totally consistent with that. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al Hora. That's my personal theory. Why we read the Parsha of Arayos on Yom Kippur. Okay. A very strange phenomenon. Rishonim give explanations of it. Remains strange. And why the Kohen Gadol has to be Nasui. I think that's one of the things that we're, you know, hammering home on Yom Kippur itself. The day of ultimate Kiddusha. But anyways, V'tzivanu Al Arayos. And then the next one is V'asa Lanu Asarusos. It's not like we're saying, oh, that's a downer, you know, that dampens the sin. On the contrary, what we're trying to explain is the mitzvahs, the Torahs being an Oser. Not because, you know, being an Oser is the goal, but because being an Oser, bitchila, injects Kedusha and ultimately greater Simcha in the Matir going forward. So it's Asar Lanu Asarusos. The goal is Vehitir Lanu Asanasuos Lanu Al Yedei Chuppah Vekedusha. The goal is the Chuppah. But if you do the chuppah b'derech kiddushin, that's a totally different chuppah. And then, to answer Rav Haigon, like why dafka this mitzvah mekadesh amo Yisrael? The answer is because this is a little microcosm of what Kedushas Yisrael is really all about. Kedushas Yisrael is about standards, of kedoshim tiyu, prushim, you know, minarayos, but it's not just a gilui milsa and that's the fact. It's the idea of investing and sacrificing initially for a bigger payoff by, as I say, upgrading, you know, actions that we're drawn to, right? But by upgrading them to something that is a davar shebikdusha, so that, you know, both Elokei HaShamayim and Elokei HaAretz, you know, both of these are satisfied, you know, in the process. So in this respect, again, an understanding of Eirusin and Nisuin, an understanding of the different shitos, really kind of illuminates, you know, this very complex bracha, you know, and from the Rambam's point of view, this bracha really is like the perfect Birchas HaMitzvah, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, to encapsulate what Kedushas Yisrael is all about, and how the perspective on Ishus, you know, in particular, exemplifies that in a magnificent way. Okay, so kitchen will, you know, they'll manage for like the 3 minutes. So very been a pleasure to, you know, meet all of you and to speak to you, and you should continue to grow in, you know, this very wonderful structure from learn from your, you know, very you know, special Rebbeim, and you know, we look forward to seeing some of you back, you know, in Washington Heights for those of you who are interested. And for the rest of you, and for all of you, should go Mechayel Achayel, and we should all of us, you know, in this Eis Tzara, you know, recommit to the concepts of Kedusha, which really is what Klal Yisrael is about, and what the values that we're fighting for are really about as well. Thank you. Thank you.
Great to see you.